While the totem pole is one of the most recognizable forms of outdoor art in Alaska, it's also one of the least permanent. At Sitka National Historical Park, many of the original totems have been recarved, which until recently has been the only way to preserve this art form. Now, museum professionals are starting to use computer technology to make digital copies of totems. KCAW's Eric Newman met with National Park Service architects last weekend as they scanned one of Sitka's important totems.
I'm an architect with the National Park Service out of Washington, D.C. I work for a program called Heritage Documentation Programs.
That's Mark Shara from the Library of Congress. And that is the sound of history being made. Well, kind of. Over the weekend, Shara and his team visited Sitka from Washington, D.C. They were here as part of a program to document the totem poles in Sitka National Historical Park. But the tools used for this project were very different from the chisels and adzes used to carve the totems in the first place.
We're doing mostly what's called 3D laser scanning, which involves a machine, a 3D laser scanner, which shoots a laser at the object. In fact, it shoots about 50,000 points a second.
The scanner Shara is talking about is a device that will create three-dimensional images of the totem poles for the park's visitor center and website. When they're done, they'll have incredibly accurate pictures of the totems for future maintenance by the park and for the Library of Congress, which will get a set of architectural drawings for their permanent collection. Shara says he was sent to Alaska because these totems are unique.
Actually, I work out of Washington, but I work in national parks all across the country, and I think this is a unique resource. This is really, from my personal experience, an amazing place, and the totem poles are simply amazing objects. And so I'm sure the Library of Congress is going to be very excited to have this as part of the record.
To scan all the way up the totem pole, Shara stands on a mechanical lift that raises him and the camera up in the air. The camera is mounted on a tripod and is about the size of a mailbox. As it slowly spins around, it records literally millions of points of information in what Shara calls a point cloud. Then, he takes a series of panoramic photographs that are layered on top and get plotted to those points. The end result? Something like a Google Map version of the totem poles. They're still experimenting with exactly what it'll look like. But he describes a fly-through, where viewers will be able to see all the parts of the carving up close. But he says the technology is still new, and they're using it for this project in a different way.
I'm not aware of anything specifically like this. Traditionally, we do buildings, and you do a set of standard architectural drawings. But the totems are so sculptural, they're hard to capture in traditional drawings. And it's only with the advent of this new technology, we've only been doing this for the last 5 years, that we've been able to capture objects like this. It's kind of new for all of us, so we're just trying to stretch the boundaries of what we can do with this these technologies.
Over the weekend, Shara and his team documented 11 of the 19 totem poles in the park. They'll be back next weekend to finish the remaining 8. The Visitor Center hopes to have interpretation from this project available in the fall. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Eric Newman.